This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. A new year, a new decade. 2020, nice round numbers with a good solid sound. A new year, a new decade. We always hope for the best, and settle for the rest. Living in the United States after 3 years of Trump time, we're just glad to have made it in one piece, though much the worse for wear. No wars really ended, but thankfully neither, despite all the bluffs, threats, and tweets, were any new ones started, at least so far. Except for the tariff wars, whatever that might have wrought. For many in America, this is a year they've been waiting for because it's election year. On both sides, it's a time of decision and for settling scores. Will the resistance prevail and once again outpoll Trump with the surging power of their forces? Or will Trump and his band erase their embarrassment of illegitimacy, having lost the popular vote despite winning the election, and succeed in turning back the clock in this rerun and emerging victorious once again despite the odds? There's fear and loathing around the election on all sides, as gonzo journalist Hunter Thompson would have termed it. The round numbers of 2020 also mark a time of anniversaries. Acorn in June will pass 50 years as an organization from its beginning as an idea of building a multi-issued, multi-racial direct action community organization in Little Rock, Arkansas, to its present formation as a multinational federation of community and labor organizations in more than 15 countries with several hundred thousand members around the world. I always said I wanted to make it with Acorn 50 years. What now? 60? More or less? What have we learned? Where are we going? What new dreams will integrate with the old mission to shape the future? The quarterly journal that we edit and publish, Social Policy, in each issue of 2020, will celebrate 50 years as well with more than 15 under our stewardship. How will we mark these decades in each of the coming issues? Local 100 will have 40 years under its belt, 25 as an affiliate of the Service Employees International Union, and 4 on the front end and 11 on the back end, adding up to 15 as an independent part of the United Labor Unions in a time that's been hard for working people. If it's appropriate to celebrate survival, we will do so with vigor. On a personal note that seems both wonderful and frankly miraculous, mi compañera, the love of my life, and I will have lived together for 40 years when the calendar hits March of this year. We just passed 30 years in the same house. We plan on many more. We can make lots of resolutions each year and note how many of them are the same as last year, but the truth is that each year, if we work as hard as we're able, love each other as much as possible, and breathe in every minute as fully as it ticks off the time, then it will be another good year. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.